Good morning, everyone. This is Daisa Pan. It's my honor and privilege to facilitate this hour of prayer with Grant Berry and Robert Wolf. We call it Jews and Gentiles Together as the One New Man, and we've been doing this for years on Prayer Surge Now National Conference Call. And Prayer Surge Now is actually in our 15th anniversary as the concept towards Prayer Surge Now National Conference Call started in May of 2007. And this August will be our 15th anniversary of our first prayer call, which actually happened on August 18th, 2007. And I remember that day. That was my 17th wedding anniversary. Yes, I took my wife to a nice Thai restaurant in the evening, so I didn't ignore that. But God has given us grace and wisdom and navigated us so that we can have a weekly prayer call every Saturday for the last 15 years. So let me just open our hour in prayer, and let's get started. So, Father, I want to thank you for what you are doing, Lord. We are living in Ephesians 2:15 moment, Lord, of what Jesus did on the cross that has brought us together as the one new man, Jews and Gentiles together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for my friends, our brothers in Christ, Grant Berry and Bob Wolf. Lord, would you use them, give them your words, Lord, and may we have your listening ears and your heart to take in what you want us to receive today, and that we would pray towards your kingdom come, your will be done on earth. That includes Jerusalem. That includes Israel. That includes here in America and throughout the earth, Lord, on earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Grant Berry is founder and director of Reconnecting Ministries. You can learn all about this great ministry at reconnectingministries.org. That's reconnectingministries.org. He is also the producer and author of The Romans 9/11 Project. Shabbat Shalom, Grant.
Shabbat Shalom, Daisup. It's such a blessing to be a part of Prayer Surge Now with you and Bob on this monthly call, and a blessing and love to all the intercessors and watchmen that are with us this morning. I have something significant, I think, to share that's on my heart this morning. And it's somewhat of a challenge for each of us, especially as we're tracking deeper into this restoration in God's family, for us to recognize the pathway that the Lord is laying down for this restoration to take place. We hear a lot about John 17, love and unity, especially in the prayer movement. And what the Lord is beginning to unveil now, and especially through the Romans 9/11 project and kingdom calling, is a deeper understanding of this reconciliation. And within that, if we truly believe that this reconciliation between Jew and Gentile is foundational to the church moving into greater healing and greater authority to be able to go after other divisions and separation in the church. If we truly believe that, it is going to cause a shift in the way that we pray. And this is the challenge I want to give to us this morning, in the sense that, obviously, you know, we're called to bless Israel. We're called to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. But what does it mean to pray for the peace of Jerusalem? Doesn't it mean that it means to pray now everything that needs to take place between where we are right now and the Lord coming back to establish his throne on the earth, and all the events that need to take place for that to happen? And of course, the church has this most strategic role that is just beginning to understand and awaken to, to help and partner with the Father, with Yeshua, and with the Holy Spirit to release prayer, intercession, and mercy in the natural towards Israel's salvation. There's a partnership that the Lord is looking for from his body, from God's, specifically from God's children, from the nations, to bring life back to Israel. And part of that awakening and restoration, before we even get there, before we even begin to move in a greater witness and evangelism to the Jewish people, before the veil can come up from Israel, it has to come up from the church. And so there's this place, and specifically a great need for us intercessors who are beginning to get this message, to really understand we've got to start pushing in a greater sense of intercession and focus for the church to awaken to its call and in responsibility. But this means, obviously, that within the context of praying for Jerusalem, we need to begin to be praying more for the church to awaken, and specifically its leadership. Recently, in the last year, Lou Engel came into a personal awakening, an eye-opening, regarding the Israel peace. And it's just incredible the way that he's moving now. And I want to encourage you to go onto the Romans911.org website. Go onto the website, just scroll down to testimonials, and you'll see, you can play a short video of how Lou testified to all the times in his life as a minister of the gospel and a prayer minister that he had missed this message. And, beloved, the same is true for a great deal of the leadership in the body, even in the prayer movement, even tracking towards Israel, recognizing the significance of Israel's salvation, and yet there needs to be a greater focus for us to understand the relational piece of this restoration is much more about us just connecting to Jewish roots. Not that Jewish roots are bad, don't get me wrong. Jewish roots, biblical calendars, the Lord's realigning us with all of that stuff. But the heart of this equation is for us to come together in love and reconciliation. And so over Shavuot, I'll finish with this and then give it back to you, Daisot, so we can pray. Over Shavuot, during the 10 days of awe, we were leading 10 days of prayer virtually, with many different nations, hundreds of, maybe even thousands of intercessors, praying 24/10 up to Pentecost Shavuot. And on Shavuot, Karen Davis led the worship from Israel, and the Lord gave me a message about Nehemiah. And it's interesting. Here's an incredible picture, because when you think of Shavuot, right, and Pentecost, you think of the physical word being realized in the spiritual circumcision of our hearts with the sending of the Holy Spirit. And there's this picture that the Lord is giving us now in the story of Nehemiah, in how he rebuilt the walls as a blueprint now for the rebuilding of the walls spiritually, for love and unity to be realized in the church. And that before the fire can come, before the fullness and the glory, and I'm not saying that God's not going to awaken here and move here and have revival there. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is before the fullness of the glory can be released from the Father, we need to track with him in partnership, in love and unity, and help rebuild the walls of the church. And as we look to focus on rebuilding John 17, love and unity, foundationally with the one you man, and then through each, through racial reconciliation, theological issues and eschatological issues, I believe are going to begin to crystallize and clear up as we move into this season. But there is an assignment for us, especially as his remnant, as we are beginning to get this revelation from the Lord, this is not a top-down message. And so it's coming to a remnant in the body that needs to stand in the gap for the rest of the church. So the challenge to us is, what are we going to do with this, and how are we going to pray? And if we truly recognize that the church is the salvific agent to breathe, call on the breath, and to release the mercy back to Israel, then our prayer for Israel and her salvation will begin to include the awakening of all the local churches and the church body as a whole globally. So here is a challenge for us, that if we do recognize this and we agree with it, what are we doing about it? And how is it changing our prayer focus? Back to you, Dasa.
Thank you so much, Grant. And in a moment, I'm going to ask both you and Hallie to start us off in 1 minute prayer. But here are a couple of thoughts. Grant mentioned the 10 days of prayer, which has concluded recently. There are 10 days between Jesus' ascension and Pentecost. And those are the 10 days of prayer in the spring. Many of you are aware of 10 days of awe or 10 days of prayer in the fall, September, October, from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. So what a great opportunity to devote ourselves to prayer, whether it's the 10 days of prayer in the fall or 10 days of prayer in the spring, which just recently concluded. And what is incredible about the 10 days between Ascension and Pentecost is that during those 10 days, the apostles and others were waiting for the Holy Spirit. They were in prayer. They were devoting one another to prayer and loving one another, reminding each other what Jesus taught them, especially the night of his betrayal and arrest. And so when the Pentecost came, when the fullness of the Holy Spirit came, they were able to share the gospel in all the known languages. Remember, there were Jews that came from all the known nations, and they got to hear the gospel in their own language. So that walls of separation, the walls of different culture, the language was broken, and that unity was displayed on that Pentecost Sunday, which birthed the church. And here we are in 2020, and there is a 2022. There is a 2022 verse in the Bible. Let me just read it to you. I'm going to read John 20:21 and 20:22, the first teaching of Jesus and the first act of ministry of Jesus together in the upper room in his resurrected body. Okay, so after he rose again, when he appeared in the upper room, these are his first teaching and his first act, his first proclamation and first demonstration. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Now, the fullness of the Holy Spirit didn't come until Acts chapter 2, but that night, Jesus gave a sample of the Holy Spirit, and it really inspired the disciples to want more, want the fullness of it. So we are the sent ones. We have received the fullness of the Holy Spirit. If you are walking with Yeshua today, we have both. So with that, I'm going to ask Grant and Hallie, would you just lead us in a 1 minute prayer each? Let's pray for that true peace of Jerusalem, and let's be desperate about salvation of Israel.
Yes, Father, I truly believe with all of my heart that focusing on awakening the church into her role is the way for Israel to be saved. And Father, I just pray, Lord, that for dreams and visions to come to church leadership, to more people in the church, to understand that you are laying a pathway now for John 17 and how this is to take place. And it needs to start first with us as Jew and Gentile in the one new man. Father, we just pray also for all those interceding and praying. Lord, to really seek you and connect with you to understand, to get a deeper revelation of this pathway that you are beginning to lay out, and especially through the Romans 9-1-1 Project teachings that bring us deeper into this reconciliation and the need now for us to spend the time to allow you to renew our minds and our thinkings, as well as to remove the negative influences from the body that are preventing them from coming into this love and unity. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen. Hallie, if you're available, would you unmute? Let's have others also pray in response to what we heard from Grant. Let's go to Sally in Wyoming and Becky in California, if you ladies would like to pray, and also Dennis in Washington. Dennis, how about if you...
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. Thank you, Dysa. Father, what you are doing and drawing us together in this one new man movement, I ask that we would be awakened to what is on your heart for this. The jealousy towards the Gentiles will be awakening. The jealousy for Jesus would be the awakening that you set in the heart. So stir our hearts towards all that you have to offer this one new man. We desire, Jesus, that you receive your full inheritance, every single one of your created beings in your image. We want to be with you as you want us to be with you even more than you want, even more than we want to be with you. So let us know that intense love that you have for being together with us, and may we be willing to surrender all that needs to be surrendered to be part of accomplishing that task. And I pray this in our Lord Jesus, Yeshua's name. Amen.
And Lord, you say that you have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen, that you must bring them in. Your word says, I must bring them in also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Lord, I ask that you would help us to come together as one. Help us. Breathe your Holy Spirit on us. Teach us how it is going to move the people of Israel to come to the table together, Jew and Gentile, as one, because that is your heart, in Yeshua's name.
And Holy Spirit, thank you for the unprecedented unity we have today. Lord, we haven't experienced this kind of unity since about third century, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that you are breaking the walls of separation so that denominational leaders, leaders of various ethnic churches, prayer movements, missions movements, are coming together, Lord. We're going to get a taste of heaven on earth during the Billion Soul Harvest Global Summit in July. But, Lord, we want this to be a regular occurrence and the global body of Christ, that we would be together as one, and that we would be passionate about what Yeshua is passionate about. And Yeshua, you are passionate about salvation of Israel. Thank you, Lord. May our oneness provoke that right kind of jealousy that even the most ultra-Orthodox Jew, even the most atheistic New Age Jew would say, I want that. I want that. I want to be part of a family that is worshiping in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord. On this call right now, we're experiencing Jews and Gentiles together as the one new man.
Amen.
Anyone else would like to just pray for the church, the ecclesia, especially the leadership, that they would be drawn into this kind of supernatural unity and passion for all of Israel to be saved. Just make sure you're unmuted, share your name and where you're calling from, and lead us in a one-minute prayer, please. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to call in some names. So if you could unmute, please lead us in prayer. Edith in New Jersey, Bev in Pennsylvania, Fanny in California. Any one of you, if you could unmute, go ahead and lead us in prayer. Thank you.
Okay, this is Edith from New Jersey. Our Father, we just come boldly to the throne of grace, God. We thank you, God, that you're pouring your spirit upon all flesh. Lord God, we cry out to you, Father, for our leaders in every church, Lord God, that you will continue to pour your spirit of love among the leadership, Lord, in the churches, Lord, break down every spirit of division and separation and a spirit of competition and jealousy, God. We cry out, Lord God, that you baptize, Father, our leaders with the love for you, Father, and love for one another. God, we need that unconditional love, Lord, and root out every deception, any kind of, Father, separation, denomination, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we need your Holy Spirit, Father, fill us overflowing by the love of Christ that passes all knowledge, that we fill with the fullness of God. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen. I'd like to also include Cheryl in Colorado and Audrey in California, Nell in Alabama. Any one of you, just unmute and let's just focus our prayer on that peace of Jerusalem and salvation of Israel.
This is Audrey in San Diego.
This is Nell in Alabama. And Lord, I thank you so much for your perfect love that casts out all fear and breaks down every barrier. Thank you, Lord, for making us truly one in you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who binds us together with his love. Thank you so much for the love that you displayed, for the sacrifice that you made so that we could be truly one in you. And thank you, Lord, for the we do pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You said, may they prosper who love thee. And Lord, we thank you for the way in which you're working to bind us all together as the one new man. In Yeshua's precious name we pray. Amen.
Yes. This is Ajin San Diego. Lord, your word says that they all may be one, that the world may see and believe. And so, Lord, we do bend our knees this morning to ask you to work the oneness between Jews and Gentiles. Because, Lord, right now what we see is so much division. But where your love is and permeates, Lord, there can truly be light and life. We bring this before your throne of mercy, Lord, and we ask for you to work this out in our hearts. We too pray this morning also for the peace of Jerusalem. And we pray for the Jews that are there, Lord, that they too would come into the true oneness that you have. Thank you, Lord, that you love them, you love us, and that you desire us to be one. Put such a divine desire in our hearts. Yes, this morning, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Bev in Pennsylvania, would you just pray for fellow Jews all across America? There are millions, yet to be saved. We just pray for their salvation right now. Go ahead, Bev.
Father God, we thank you and praise you for your Holy Spirit. And we just pray for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit on the hearts and minds of all the Jewish people in Israel and all over this world. You said, if I'm high and lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me, unless you draw them, Lord. And we're asking you to draw them by your Holy Spirit, that the blinders would come off, Lord, and off the church as well, Lord. We thank you and praise you and give you all the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And this is Cheryl in Colorado, Father. And we thank you that you are doing just what our sister prayed, Father, of removing the ignorance and the arrogance off of the church, thinking that because we know Yeshua, who we know is the way, the truth, and the life, that we need to make Jews like us. And Father, you want all of us to be like you. And help, we thank you that you're bringing us into a place of humility where we can be willing, like at the Jerusalem prayer breakfast and other happenings, to listen to the rabbis and know that you have given them insight into your word that we don't quite grasp, Father. And as we are able to receive from them, it breaks down the walls of fear and suspicion and wounds on their side that have come because we have conditionally loved them in the last 2,000 years and said, if you be like us, then we'll love you. And that's led to persecution. So we repent for the Christians' blindness as we thank you that you are opening the eyes of all. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen, amen. Grant, would you share with us, in case there might be some folks listening right now who may not know about the 9/11, Romans 9/11 book and project, and how we can be praying for you and Hallie as you bring this important teaching regarding Romans 9/11, whether it's in person or by Zoom, all throughout the earth.
Yeah, thanks, Dysop. We have completed last year, 6 years, putting together the Romans 9/11 project. It comprises of a 500-page study book. It's not meant to be read in a few days. It's meant to be a reference book and a study book for all of the different aspects of this restoration and reformation that we are beginning to journey on now. And in tandem with that is the Romans 9/11 study guide, which we wrote in 19 and 20 and also taught it and did video teachings. And we have now developed on our website 16 hours of video teachings that walk you through this restoration and reformation in the one new man and in the church. And the groups that are engaging in it, Dysop, are, I mean, you know, intercessors praying for 20 plus years, beginning to like making statements, hey, I just feel like I'm a rose beginning to blossom in my understanding. New believers getting replacement theology and anti-Semitism, generational influences, residual influences from replacement theology broken off. You know, before the church can move fully into this restoration, the blindness needs to be removed. And those of us who have this understanding that get the revelation, we so often think, church, why can't you see this? That's because the enemy has placed many negative influences in the way to prevent this unification coming. And so what the Father has done in this project is that we walk everyone through, we expose how the enemy has placed landmines to maintain separation on both Jewish and Gentile sides, bring people through this transformation. And then in part two, which is very different, it talks about the new wineskin and the the governance of the church taking off and restoring, really, like Nehemiah, rebuilding the walls. And so I want to encourage you, you can, the video teachings are completely free. The best way to do this is with small groups. I even want to encourage, I thought maybe we could encourage a prayer surge now group to entertain this. We're taking 10 days and the global family through it. But the testimonies we are receiving through intercessors and through people coming, engaging in the project, is just off the charts. It's because the Lord has given this project and these video teachings to take us deeper into our understanding of how to move into this restoration. So we're very excited about that, and the video teachings are free when you purchase the study guide. It's just go onto the Romans911.org site, and once you purchase the book, you get a user and a password, and then you can access the teachings. And it's great to do it with prayer groups, Bible study groups, and then the dialogue afterwards, I think, is something we greatly need, because there's so much misunderstanding that the Lord is wanting to clear up at this point. So very excited about it. And then just to say this, we've spent most of this year building the media platform for the Romans 911 project. We have a webinar. We've launched weekly podcasts with Charisma. And then in September, we introduced Romans 911 Talks, where we'll interview people like you, Dysop, and Bob, and other leaders in the body that are really tracking with this reconnection message, to really engage and bring this message to the threshold of the church. So very excited. Thanks for the opportunity to share on that.
Yes, and I want to encourage everyone to make sure you visit reconnectingministries.org, reconnectingministries.org frequently, and visit the various pages. Make sure you click on connect and get on their email list, or maybe if you're interested in getting a group together for Romans 911 project book and teaching. And it's called Romans 9:1-1 because it focuses on a biblical understanding of Romans chapters 9, 10, and 11, Romans 9 through 11. And also, there's also a donate button. Please give generously to this ministry, as Grant and Hallie has poured so much of themselves and even their own finances towards God's glory. So give generously so that they can continue to go about the Father's business. Any questions regarding Romans 9:1-1 book, the Romans 9:1-1 project, before we go into another round of prayer? And I'm not sure if Bob Wolf is connected right now. Bob, if you are, would you acknowledge, please? So I'll just start us off in prayer for Grant and Hallie and their ministry. So, Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for their dedication to the kingdom, Lord, their passion for the ecclesia. Lord, thank you, Lord, that Romans 9:11 book is being used to allow the scales to fall off our eyes so we could see more clearly, Lord, what is in the scripture and how it applies today, not only for salvation of Jews, but Lord, to bring the Messianic movement and the other aspect of movement in the church together, Father. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray that thousands and thousands will discover the Romans 9:11 project. And Lord, that there will be many visiting, including Prayer Surge Now intercessors, visiting reconnectingministries.org. to learn about this great resource, Lord, that is available to us. And Lord, I believe that it is towards Billion Soul Harvest. It is towards end time revival. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Dysop, can I share something?
Sure, go ahead.
When I was writing the Ezekiel Generation in 2012, I was at one of my son's soccer games, and it was raining. I was listening to one of Mike Bickle's teachings from the Israel Mandate that they used to do at IHOP in Kansas City. And I believe it was in 2009. I believe it was the first time. I stand corrected if I'm wrong. But I believe it was the first time that Mike Bickle actually shared that vision that came through Bob Jones prophetically about 100 million intercessors being raised up to pray for Israel. And I'm just going to add a couple of words for that and for the church. And I'm in the car, and the Ezekiel Generation was the first book I wrote on the reconnection message, and it lays the foundation for it, especially with the birth of my firstborn son, Joshua, which really put me on the pathway to receive this message from the Lord. And the Holy Spirit came in the car as I'm listening to Mike Bickle speak about 100 million intercessors. And I immediately, you know, it was one of those visitations. When that happens to me with the Spirit, I just start weeping and feel his love, you know, in my heart. And the Lord said, these are who you are writing for. And Dysop, I tell you, it's somewhat challenging for us, you know, especially those of us that are beginning, that our eyes have been opened to the Israel piece and we're already praying. But I truly believe we're just beginning to touch the hem of the garment. There is so much more here that the Father is going to reveal to us as we begin to press into this love and unity between the Gentile church and the remnant of Israel, between God's children from the nations and his firstborn Jewish children. As we move relationally deeper into this place comes greater knowledge and revelation. And part of what the Lord has unpacked here in these project teachings is just that. It puts legs and a face to this restoration, and it brings us further along the path in this journey. That's the best way I could describe it. And even speaking now to many people that have gone through the teachings, it's changing the way they pray. It's changing the way they think. I'm seeing its effect. I'm seeing the effect on leaders that have been through the teachings and the way they're beginning to preach and share. So it's kind of, in a way, it's seeping down into our subconscious, in our spirit, because this word is from the Father. This it's a season that we need to enter into. And interestingly enough, the Lord gave us, we've discussed it before, a booklet called The Mandate. And these are the five directives that God has given to help the body move into this restoration. And the fourth directive, the first three have to do with understanding and receiving the message and moving into it and repenting and reconciling. But the latter two, four and five, have to do with renewing our mind and renewing our thinking. And it's very interesting, but if you look at Romans 11:32, this is the scripture that Paul ends his dissertation on Israel and the church with. But I have given all of you over to disobedience, that I may have mercy on you all. And here we are, you know, if I could paraphrase, when it comes to this restoration in the one you man, I have given you all over to disobedience, that I may have mercy on you all. And then if you look in Romans 12:2 in the NIV, there's a tie-in with the word mercy. Paul says, in view of this mercy, offer your bodies as and living sacrifices, renew your mind, your thoughts, and then you will be able to test. And so there's a picture here for us, a spiritual insight. Once we receive the mercy, because the Father wants to release his mercy to remove the negative influences the enemy has placed on the body that fuels the separation. And so once we receive the washing, we need to enter a renewal. So I want to encourage those, all of us on the call, pray about engaging in this teaching series. Pray about getting together with your prayer groups and your Bible study groups and your churches, and engage in the teachings, and you will begin to experience the same thing. And God is going to put legs, he's going to take you deeper into this journey, deeper into your understanding, so that we truly know how to pray much more effectively for the peace of Jerusalem. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for that, Grant. And going back to what you shared about Mike Bickle and Bob Jones, just this week I was watching a YouTube interview of Mike Bickle, who is the founder of the International House of Prayer in Kansas City. In this interview, he talked about when he had a conversation with Bob Jones way back in 1975. And Bob Jones shared with him three things which he didn't believe. He talked about billion soul harvest. He talked about God's going to give you Harry Truman family farmland. Three, for the purpose of praying for the salvation of Israel. And he kind of like, he respected him enough not to laugh at his face, but in his heart he was chuckling like, this will never happen. Well, of course, since then, Mike Bickle went through renewing of his mind. And he is now talking about billion soul harvest. He is, IHOP KC has secured a Truman family farmland for the purpose of bringing global intercessors together to pray for salvation of Israel. So it doesn't matter who we are. We should always go through, we should always ask God, would you renew our minds? We want to be more like Jesus. We want to think like heaven rather than earth. So Grant and Hallie, would you just pray for us that this morning, those of us who are on the call, we would go through renewing of our minds. And then I'm gonna just ask everyone else if you would also pray into God's success using Grant and Hallie for the purpose of bringing the Romans 9:1-1 project to the entire body of Christ.
This is Cheryl again, and I don't want to interrupt, but right before they pray, may I just interject the third part of what you just shared has happened. This week, the IHOP leadership met, and they have agreed to give Shiloh their beautiful property to Return Ministries. I don't think they're deeding it over, but giving them use for it. They're going to renovate it, and it's going to become Dean Bai of Return Aliyah Ministries, who you may know, Grant. Is going to be training 100 million intercessors, begin training. Wow. That. So it's happening. So this is a very timely word. So it all happened at the May Wake in the Dawn and the Send and all that. So hallelujah.
Okay, so Cheryl, before Grant and Hallie prays for us, would you just pray a prayer of thanksgiving and praise? Because if it's God's word landing on fertile hearts, those are devoted to him, it'll become a reality. But if God's word is released, and if we choose to reject it, or we choose to walk in the fear of man rather than the fear of the Lord, it will not become a reality. But it did land in the heart of Mike Bickle. So go ahead. Would you just pray a prayer of thanksgiving and praise?
Oh, Father, we just thank you for what you've done in the last 7 months since Mike Bickle has met with Dean Bai and Lou Engle and John O'Hall and the other leaders that have gotten this
this whole Israel thing in a whole new level. And we thank you for what you did, awakening the dawn and those Israel tent and through that week in May. And it is absolutely astonishing to see these prophetic words that Dysep reminded us of coming true, Father. And we saw the young people by the droves on their faces on the lawn repenting for anti-Semitism and replacement theology and dedicating themselves to serving you by serving Israel. And we thank you, Father, that you are, I just see convergences of many different streams of ministries just coming together and making a huge river that will be the answer of your heart to make us all one. And we praise you for that in Yeshua's name.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that prayer. Grant and Hallie, would you just pray for us, those of us who are on this call listening to this recorded message, would you just pray for renewing of our minds, giving our entire beings to the Lord?
Lord, I thank you for that praise report. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Lord, it's so clear that when Yeshua went to the Pharisees and said, I have other sheep that now, and he was talking about the Gentiles. Now, Lord, you're talking about the Jews. You're showing your Gentile side of the family. It's time to awaken their family, the Jewish people, to come back to all be one. So I thank you for that. Lord, I ask that you would burn this in our hearts, Lord, that it would be such a renewing of our minds that it wouldn't go far from us. We need your Holy Spirit revelation knowledge in this place, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Yeshua's name.
Hallelujah, Father. Lord, we want to lift up all the intercessors. We want to lift up Dice up to you, Father, and the leadership of Prayer Surge now. And Father, we thank you, Father. We ask you that each of those that are on this call would be a carrier of this message, not only understand it, but begin to learn to communicate it to others. There's a discipling here and a process that needs to take place as we, in view of this mercy and this restoration, this healing that you are bringing, that we would enter a new place. And I truly believe with all my heart there is so much more to come, things yet that are hidden in your heart, Father, for when we come greater into this reconciliation, when we really begin to own these covenants to your firstborn children as our own and recognize that that this veil must be lifted. We ask, oh God, that you would bless each person on this call with health and well-being and with clarity, and cause them to really think about what has been spoken on this time, like the Bereans, like Issachar, and to realize that there is more here that needs to be moved into for us to understand the full plan that you are bringing forth, and how Romans 911 Project can really play a part in that, and the pieces that it carries, especially to bring forth healing, but also to mobilize the church into its role and the intercessors to call on that breath, to call on the wind from a reunited bride that will birth this baby Israel that does not want to be born, but that will come forth now, Father, to complete the family, to complete the church, to complete Israel. In Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Okay, we're having the next few minutes of open prayer from anybody who is connected on Prayer Surge Now, National Conference Call. If you would unmute and share your name, where you're calling from, and take a minute to pray for Grant and Hallie and the ministry of Reconnecting Ministries, as well as their opportunities to use Romans 9/11 book as well as project for kingdom purposes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Dennis and Yakima. Father, I'm so grateful for what you've said in the hearts of Holly and Grant, and the places that you've given them to declare this truth in the downloading at the soccer game, and how all of these things have added into their understanding of your heart towards this one new man and reconnecting. So I just ask that you'll continue your rich anointing to give them the endurance and strength and wisdom they need to change our hearts, reset our hearts towards what you're up to, how you see things, Jesus, how you see things, Father. We are all about the ministry of reconciliation. So may we gain a fuller understanding through the words that you will impart to Grant and Bob as well, and may their alliance with one another just be synergistic, and from the East Coast to the West Coast, and all everywhere in between, I pray in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Marie in California, would you lift up Grant and Hallie and their opportunities to serve in God's kingdom? And then let's also Sue in California. And then if we could have Steve and Barbara in Oregon. Any one of you.
What again is it specifically to pray for?
Please pray for Grant and Hallie, and as they serve in God's kingdom, bringing Romans 9/11 book and project, as well as their reconnecting ministries.
Amen, amen. So God, we just bless this one new man, reconnecting ministry, and all that they put their hand to do, Romans 9/11. God, we just thank you that there's an olive tree that we're grateful that we've been grafted into, and we just bless all that's in their heart, and we ask for increasing gift of revelation into this, an increasing faith, God, a gift of faith to see your will accomplished, to work with heaven and with the cloud of witnesses, I believe, cheering them on. God, we just want to agree with heaven for them to continue in the white hot passion of the Lord to accomplish his will regarding Jew and Gentile and the purposes of God on planet Earth in this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. In a moment, I'm going to ask Grant to release the Aaronic blessing in both Hebrew and in English. But I do want to let everyone know that we're so blessed that we're going to have Grant and Hallie with us in Colorado Springs, July 12th to the 15th for the Billion Soul Harvest Global Summit. Bob will also be there. And as we are still seeking the Lord regarding the program, we will include them definitely in praying for peace of Jerusalem, salvation of Israel. We're going to pray into the one new man that we would come together in Yeshua, together as one, in answer to what Jesus prayed in John 17, so that the world may know that the Father has sent a Son. So, any other prayers before I ask Grant to release the Aaronic blessing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, Grant, back to you. Any closing thoughts before you release a blessing over us?
Thank you. Thank you for this time and this hour to help promote this project. And we just want to say, send a love and blessing to all those on this call. We know the end of the story. We know the end of the book. The issue now is just how do we get there and to move along the path and to discern God's will that his body would be reconciled and his church would arise out of the darkness. So, Father, we just ask that you would lead us to the glory, that you would set us on the pathway of love and reconciliation, that would lead us to the glory, to the final outpouring, to souls, to Israel's awakening, to your return, Father. Yiberecheche Adonai b'yishmarecha. Ya Adonai panavalecha vehunecha. Yisa Adonai panavalecha. Ve'asim lecha shalom. Asah shalom. Yeshua Mashiach.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach.